righteous company, loving them, inviting them. Normally when we say righteous one, we always think of pious people. But here it means general people. But why the word specifically righteous is used? It's because a Muslim is such, he always keeps good company. So therefore in visiting people, a person doesn't unnecessarily visit and spend time in those people that are not regarded as good company. Those people that are regarded as bad company, one doesn't keep contact with. So therefore the word good company is used. It doesn't necessarily mean that he's referring to ulama. But any brother, any person who is a person that is regarded to be doing those things that are acceptable by Shariat, then a person goes out of his way to visit them. This is all part of visiting. So this chapter is on visiting and visiting those people that do good things, those people that are righteous, and visiting those places also that are regarded as blessed places. So the hadith we did yesterday was Al-Anasin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Abu Bakrin li'Umar radiyallahu anhuma ba'da wafati Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the khadim of Rasulullah, the servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu had told Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, come we go visit, intaliq bina ila Ummi Ayman radiyallahu anha. Come we go and visit Hazrat Ummi Ayman radiyallahu anha. She was the foster mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had a lot of love for her. Ulama explained that she was a black woman. But despite her being a black woman, the fact that she was the foster mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would show extreme love for her. That regularly he would go and visit her and give her honor. So they said, come we go and visit her. Because now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. This was an act that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would do. Let us practice. So they said, Nazuruha kama kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yazuruha. We'll visit her. Like how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would visit her. Falamman tahaya ilayha bakat faqala laha ma yubkik. So when they reached her, they found she was crying. So they asked her, what is causing you to cry? Amma ta'alamina anna ma inda Allahi khayrun li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you not know that what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Many times Allah Pak mentions it today in this Fajr Namaz, we see in the first rakat, قُلْ مَا عِنَّ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهَوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ. What is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than what is with you. And the word Allah Pak uses is lahu and tijara, amusement and trade. Because this is generally what a person is involved in the whole year. Either he is going to his business, or either he is waiting for the holiday to come so he can go for some amusement, some holiday. So Allah Pak is saying, better than what you are trying to do the whole day, your business and your amusement and your holidays, the better than that is what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second rakat, بَلْ تُؤْسِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. What is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the akhirat, etc., that is better and that is everlasting. So anyway, they told her that, do you not know that what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is better for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, there's no need for you to cry. So she replied, فَقَالَتْ مَا أَبْكِي أَلَّا أَكُونَ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ مَا عِنَّ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى خَيْرٌ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Park is better for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَلَكِنْ أَبْكِي أَنَّ الْوَحْيَ قَدْ انْقَطَعَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. I'm crying because that wahi that would come down to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, that wahi has stopped coming. Now no more we've got that contact with the skies. No more we've got that contact with the celestial world. Before when Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام was here, that was our information, that was our internet, that was our WhatsApp, that was our everything, every sort of information we wanted, we went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we don't have that anymore. So that is why I am crying. وَلَكِنْ أَبْكِي أَنَّ الْوَحْيَ قَدْ انْقَطَعَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَهَيَّجَتْهُمَا عَلَى الْبُكَاءِ فَجَعَلَا يَبْكِيَانِ مَعْهَا رَوَاهُ مسلم. So she had caused both of them to also start crying. Because they were also very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they heard this, they also started crying. فَجَعَلَا يَبْكِيَانِ مَعَهَا. Now three of them were crying. They both were crying. And Hazrat Umm Ayman radiyallahu anha, all three were crying. Because no more there was wahi coming down from the sama, from the skies. This was the love that sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, Hazrat Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought this hadith to show us the benefit of going out and visiting. This was a practice of the Sahaba, was a practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the Sahaba coming down. So this should also be part of our practice, that we make it a point of going out to visit. In the old days, if a person happened to go, for example, from here to Johannesburg, he'll go and he'll stop at Maritzburg, he'll visit somebody, then he'll stop at Escott and he'll visit somebody, then he'll stop in Ladysmith, Newcastle, and then he'll proceed. But he'll make it a point, if he's got family on the way, even if it is 5 minutes or a cup of tea, he'll stop there and he'll visit. Today our times have come such that everyone is self-centered, everyone is in their own world. There's no time even to visit people that are close family members. So therefore, when we listen to these hadith, we should bring it in ourselves, that we want to bring the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back of going and visiting those people, especially starting with our family, and then taking our time for others. This is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anna rajulan zara akhan lahu fi qaryatin ukhra. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that one man, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, that one man went to visit his brother in another town. In other words, from his town, he was leaving his town, going en route, he's going to visit a brother in another town. فَأَرْسَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْ مَدْرَجَتِهِ مَلَكًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded one angel to go on his route and wait there. So en route, when this person is going from his town to the next town, Allah Pa commanded one angel, en route, just wait for this person. فَلَمَّا أَتَى عَلَيْهِ قَالَ أَيْنَ تُرِيدُ. So when this person came to that spot where that angel was, that angel asked him, where are you going? So قَالَ أُرِيدُ أَخًا لِي فِي هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ. So he replied, normally when the malaika angel is sent, he's normally sent in the form of a person. So the person doesn't himself know that this is an angel. He just thinks it's another person asking him. So he asked him that, where are you going? So he replied, I'm going, أُرِيدُ أَخًا لِي فِي هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ. I'm going to visit one of my brothers in a certain town. That is why I'm proceeding and going. قَالَ هَلْ لَكَ عَلَيْهِ مِن نِعْمَةٍ تَرُبُّهَا عَلَيْهِ. So the angel replied, that this brother of yours that you're going to visit, did he do any favor to you? In other words, are you going to repay some favor that he did to you? Because he may have done something good to you. So you want to show some kindness. Are you going to repay any favor? قَالَ لَا. So this person replies, no, I'm not going to repay any favor. غَيْرَ أَنِّي أَحْبَبْتُهُ فِي اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Except that I love this man for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the only reason why I'm going to visit him, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ فَإِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَبَّكَ كَمَا أَحْبَبْتَهُ فِيهِ رَوَاهُ مسلم. Then the angel replied to this person. The angel told him that I am the messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am a messenger, I have come with a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak is saying that just like how you love your brother for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. So what a beautiful thing, a person going to visit his brother for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in fact in hadith, it comes, man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah, that person who loves only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he dislikes for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa a'ata lillah, he gives something for the sake of Allah, and he holds back for the sake of Allah. Wa mana'a lillah, he holds back for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Faqad istakmala al-iman, this is a sign that a person has got complete iman. That he loves for Allah, he dislikes for Allah, he gives for Allah, he holds back for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a sign that the person has got complete iman. In fact, this is the thing that tasawwuf tries to create, and this is the height a person tries to reach, is he wants to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the goal. So yeah, a person is already achieving the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by him going to visit somebody for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal on these ahadith, we're hearing it in day out. Let us try to see how much we can bring it into actions. Today is Friday, as we know. We should try and read plenty salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and try and make it early for the Jummah salah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.